Welcome to your GCSE Greek study podcast on theme 3, the school, to scholio. I'm so glad you're here because this is one of the most important and most frequently tested topics in your GCSE Greek exam. Whether you're sitting a writing task, a speaking assessment, or a listening paper, school vocabulary and structures will come up. So let's make sure you absolutely nail it. Let's start with a quick overview of what this topic covers. Theme 3 is all about the school environment. That means types of schools, the daily routine, subjects, rules, pressures, and how success is celebrated. It also includes school activities, trips, events, and exchanges. By the end of this podcast, you'll have a clear picture of the vocabulary, grammar, and exam technique you need to score top marks. Section 1, core vocabulary, the words you must know. Let's begin with school types. In Greek, a primary school is to dimotiko scholio. A secondary school, or gymnasium, is to gymnasio. And the senior school, the lyceum, is to lykio. These three words are absolute must-knows. Now, subjects. Here are the key ones. Mathematika, mathematics. Historia, history. Elinika, Greek. Anglika, English. Fisiki, physics. Chimia, chemistry. Geografia, geography. Fisiki agogi, physical education. And techni, art. Now let's talk about the people in school. The teacher is o vaskalos, for a male teacher, or i vaskala, for a female teacher. At secondary level, you might say o kafihitis or i kafihitria. The head teacher is o vievthintis or i vievthintria. And of course, the student, o mathitis or i mathitria. Key places in school: i taxi, the classroom, to grafio, the office, i bibliotheki, the library, to gymnasterio, the gym, i avli, the playground or schoolyard. Section 2, daily routine and time expressions. Being able to describe your school day is essential for both writing and speaking tasks. Let's build a model sentence structure. Kathe mera pienos to skolio stis 8 i ora. Every day I go to school at 8 o'clock. To proi echo mathematika ke historia. In the morning I have maths and history. To vialima ines tis veka ke misi. Break is at 10:30. To mesimeri tros stin kantina. At lunchtime I eat in the canteen. To apoyevma girizo spiti stis 3 i ora. In the afternoon I go home at 3. Notice how I'm using time expressions. Proi, mesimeri, apoyevma. Morning, midday, afternoon. These are brilliant for structuring a writing task, and they show the examiner you can organise information coherently. Section 3. Grammar, tenses, and why they matter. Here's something really important. Your examiner is specifically looking for your ability to use past, present, and future tenses accurately. This is one of the key marking criteria. So let's practice all three using school vocabulary. Present tense. Pienos to skolio. I go to school. Past tense. Pigas to skolio. I went to school. Future tense. Tha paos to skolio. I will go to school. Let's do another verb. Diavazo. I study or I read. Past. Viavasa. I studied. Future. Tha viavazo. I will study. And one more. Grafo. I write. Past. Egrapsa. I wrote. Future. Tha grapso. I will write. The future tense in Greek is wonderfully simple. You just put tha in front of the verb. Tha is your future marker. Think of it as your time machine button. Press tha and you're in the future. Now let's talk about expressing opinions, because this is where you can really push into the higher mark bounds. Nomizo oti. I think that. Pistevo oti. I believe that. Katatik nomimo, in my opinion. Muaresi, I like. Ven muaresi, I don't like. Protimo, I prefer. Now, here's the key. Don't just state an opinion. Justify it. For example, muaresonta mathematica, yati ine endiaferonda. I like maths because it's interesting. That yati, because, is your golden word. Every opinion needs a yati.
Right, let's get into examiner mode. I want you to think about what the person marking your work is actually looking for. Tip one, cover all bullet points in writing tasks. This sounds obvious, but it is the single most common reason candidates lose marks. If the task asks you to describe your school, your favourite subject, and your opinion of school rules, you must address all three. Missing even one bullet point can drop you an entire mark band. Tip two, register. This is huge. You must know the difference between formal and informal Greek. If you're writing a letter to your head teacher, you use formal language. Agapite kyrie diefthindi, dear head teacher. If you're texting a friend, you use informal language. Yasu. The examiner will penalise you if you mix these up. Ask yourself, who am I writing to? That tells you which register to use. Tip three, avoid over-rehearsed language in speaking tasks. Your speaking assessment rewards spontaneity. If you read out whole prepared sentences from your notes, the examiner will notice and marks will be deducted. Use your 12 minutes of preparation time to jot down key words and phrases, not full sentences. Then speak naturally from those notes. Tip four, use repair strategies. If you get stuck during your speaking assessment, don't panic and go silent. Instead, use phrases like, Sinomi, burite na epanalavete? Sorry, could you repeat that? Or, Thelo na po. What I mean is, these repair strategies actually demonstrate linguistic competence and can earn you marks. Tip five, tense accuracy. A very common mistake is mixing up verb endings or mismatching subject and verb. For example, saying pienis when you mean pieno, confusing the you form with the I form. Always check who is doing the action. Match your verb ending to your subject. Medium pause. Section 5, quick fire recall quiz. Right, I want you to pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. How do you say I went to school in Greek? The answer is Pihastos holio. Question 2. What is the Greek word for head teacher? Or Diephthindis. Or Idiephthindria for a female head teacher. Question 3. How do you form the future tense in Greek? You put tha before the verb. For example, tha pao, tha chrapso, tha diavatso. Question 4. What phrase means in my opinion in Greek? Katatich nomimu. Question 5. Name three school subjects in Greek. Any three from mathematika, historia, elinika, anglika, fisiki, himia, geografia, fisiki ahohi, techni, etso. Question 6. What is the difference between formal and informal register? Formal register is used for official communication, letters to teachers or head teachers. Informal register is used with friends and family. Using the wrong one costs marks. Medium pause. Section 6, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. For theme 3, the school, you need to master school types, dimotiko, gymnasio, likio. School vocabulary, subjects, people, places, and daily routines. All three tenses, past, present, and future, used accurately. Opinion phrases with justification using yati, formal versus informal register. And in speaking tasks, use your preparation time wisely and deploy repair strategies if you get stuck. The most important thing to remember is this. Examiners are not trying to catch you out. They want to give you marks, so give them something to reward. Use a range of vocabulary, vary your tenses, justify your opinions, and cover every bullet point. You've got this. Kalli epithihia. Good luck. And remember, every minute you spend practicing your Greek is a minute well invested. See you in the next podcast.